Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The officers who found the 16 children, the Sider 16 children in that house of horror, were not looking for them. Did you know that? Deputies in Vinton County, Ohio, went to a house in Hamden on a warrant that had nothing to do with children. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson has said they had no expectation that any of the kids were inside. The school district had no record of them existing. The neighbors did not know they were there. No caseworker had ever knocked on that door. They opened it for an unrelated reason. Because dad liked to allegedly show his junk to the neighbors. And found 16 kids. The oldest is 18 years old. Investigators said she could not write her own name. Hold on to her because she is the whole story. And we're going to come back to her in just a second. And give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're watching or listening so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case. And I'd love to get your thoughts. We'll continue our conversation there as we move through this. Four adults have now been charged each with 16 counts of second-degree felony child endangering. All four have pled not guilty. No grand jury has returned an indictment, and everything the state alleges remains an allegation until a jury says otherwise. But this part is not an allegation. 16 children were found by accident. Let's start with how invisible they were, because that's the part that should simply not be possible. Investigators believe the family had moved through more than one Ohio county over the years and had largely stayed off the record that most families leave behind without thinking about it. No enrollment, no documented doctor visits anyone can point to other than giving birth, the kind of paper trail that follows the rest of us from birth, and that nobody in that house seems to have ever generated. The sheriff has described the conditions inside as worse than the conditions the animals on the property were kept in. That's his account. The defense also wants to have theirs, but the conditions are not the thing that should keep you here. The thing that should keep you here is simpler. 16 children lived in that house, and the state of Ohio did not know a single one of them was alive. How? How did no one know about them? Not underestimated the number. Not knew about them and failed to act. Did not know they existed. 16 human beings born over the better part of two decades in the state that issues birth certificates and runs schools and funds child protection had formed no picture of any of them. They were citizens of Ohio the way a rumor is a citizen. On paper somewhere. And nowhere in practice. And then 13 days after they were found, money showed up. The Ohio Controlling Board approved $1 million in emergency funding to care for them. Came out of a state account that already existed, already had money in it, already had the word contingency in the name. Remember that number because it answers a question most people never think to ask. The question is this: whose job was it to find them? Everyone assumes there's an answer. Everyone assumes that somewhere in the machinery of a modern state, there is a person in office, a program, whose actual assignment is to notice a child who has fallen off the map. Guess what? There is not. The Siders case is what that absence looks like when you finally see it. Because we all tell ourselves, oh, well, the system will do this. There's something in place for this or that. There isn't. There isn't. Maybe alluded to on paper. Maybe there's sometimes even departments of these sort of things. But when they're not staffed, they're not funded, there's nobody there to do these jobs. Do they really exist? Or is it more of an idea than an actual inaction? Agency or person. Think about how the oldest child came into the world. Court records indicate she was born when her mother was 15 years old. A birth like that happened somewhere in a hospital. The midwife in a system that generates a record. 15-year-old giving birth is not invisible in that moment. Somebody is standing right there in some state. Ron O'Brien spent decades as the prosecutor in Franklin County, Ohio, talking about cases like this. He's made the point that a birth to a girl that young is exactly the moment a mandated reporter is supposed to stop and ask a hard question. A 15-year-old does not become pregnant without an adult somewhere having a great deal to answer for. That question is supposed to get asked in the room out loud by someone whose legal job it is to ask. But hey, with this family, the judge said, it's A-okay. You go ahead and marry that minor. And guess what? The laws exist to say you can do that. But here's the part that turns the whole system inside out. O'Brien has also pointed out that if no report was ever actually made, it is entirely possible that no law was broken. The duty to report exists. The consequence for failing to do in practice frequently does not. It's not a loophole. That is the design. We built a system with a mandate and no enforcement. And then we act surprised when the mandate goes unmet. The mandate sounds big on paper. Mandated reporter. Woohoo! The buck stops there, right? No. Even when the mandate reporter is reported for reports to something that doesn't have the capacity to act, well, all those mandated reports really don't mean shit, now do they? And notice what that means for a family that wants to disappear. You don't need a bunker or a fake name. You just need to never generate the records the rest of us generate by accident. Skip the enrollment. Skip the checkups. Deliver at home. Do that consistently enough. Across county lines. Across state lines. Simply never file forms or pictures of yourself, because nothing in the system is actively assembling one. It waits to be handed a reason to look. In Hamden, it was never handed one. So a child is born to a 15-year-old, and the moment passes, and no alarm goes off anywhere, and that child grows up in a house in Hamden that you could have driven past 1,000 times, invisible, because invisibility is the default, and somebody has to actively choose to pierce it. In that house, nobody did. This has happened before, and the last time it happened at this scale, it happened in a place that's supposed to prove the system can work. That is the one comparison worth making. They're going to come right back here to Ohio. In January of 2008, two United States Marshals went to a row house in Southeast Washington to serve an eviction notice. Remember this story? Upstairs, they found four girls. They'd been dead since the previous summer. Their mother had been living in the house with them the entire time. It's like reverse Norman Bates. Here's why that matters for Hamden. At the moment those marshals walked in, the child welfare system in Washington had been operating under the direct supervision of a federal judge for 19 years. Monitors, court orders, benchmarks, the most watched child welfare system in the country, and four children still died in a house while it was being watched. So when people tell you the Sider children slipped through because Ohio was not paying enough attention, remember Washington. Attention was not the missing ingredient there. A federal judge was personally paying attention, and it did not find those four girls either, which means the problem is not that somebody in Ohio was asleep. The problem is deeper than any one county. It doesn't get fixed by the thing everyone is about to demand. Because here's the sentence coming for Ohio. You can write it now and save everyone the trouble. The agency was underfunded and understaffed. This is what we hear everywhere. It's a sentence that arrives after every one of these cases. Underfunded, understaffed. And you have to understand who it serves. When an agency fails and is finding, and the finding is that it needed more money, nothing gets changed. Nobody's fired. The agency does not shrink. It grows. A dead child becomes a line in next year's budget. The explanation and the reward point go in the same direction, which is why it's always the explanation. Now, Vinton County is real and it deserves a fair hearing. It is one of the least populated, least wealthy counties in Ohio. A caseworker there is genuinely stretched thin, covering a lot of ground with very little. That is true, and it matters. But hold it up against the $1 million. When those 16 children were finally found, the money to care for them materialized in under 2 weeks out of a fund that had been sitting there the whole time. The money was never the thing standing between those kids and being found. It showed up the instant they were found, and it just had nothing to do with finding them. So follow the money, because it tells you what the system actually is built to do. The federal foster care system is called Title IV-E. The Congressional Research Service puts federal support for it at an estimated $10.1 billion a year and describes it as a mandatory, permanent, open-ended entitlement. No cap. As long as a child qualifies, the money keeps coming. And federal eligibility is assessed at the moment the child is removed from the home. Here's what that means. For most of its history, that money could only be spent after a child was taken from a house. After. Washington would help a state pay to remove a child. It would not help that state keep the house from becoming a place the child had to be removed from. Reforms in recent years opened a narrow lane for prevention, capped and limited. Removal is unlimited. Prevention is rationed. Removal is unlimited. Prevention is rationed. Can you imagine if we did more to prevent these sort of things? You don't have to take my word that it points the wrong way. The policy office inside the Federal Department of Health and Human Services has said it in writing that the funding structure is inflexible, that it emphasizes foster care, and that it drives processes instead of outcomes. That's the government grading its own paper and giving it an F. So it's not a shortage of money. $10 billion a year is not a shortage. It is a direction. Every dollar is aimed at the moment after a child is already in the state's hands. Not $1 is aimed at the moment before, when a child is sitting in a house nobody is looking at. Run the Sider children through that logic and it turns your stomach. The instant those 16 kids were removed from that house, they became eligible. They became, in the coldest budgetary sense, worth something to the system. System that had ignored them their entire lives. A caseworker can now be paid to manage their placement. A file exists. The machine finally has a reason to spend, and it will spend. It just needed them taken first. That's the whole answer. The spigot opens the second you take a child, and it pays nobody anywhere to go find one, which is precisely why an 18-year-old girl could sit in a room in Hamden for her entire life while the state of Ohio held her birth certificate in a filing cabinet. The $1 million was never missing. It was waiting for them to be found. She was born to a 15-year-old. And Ohio wrote her name down. And then no one came. Not a school, not a nurse, anyone can point to. Not a caseworker. Eight brothers and sisters were born behind her while she was in that house. And the same nothing greeted each of them. Before anyone opened that door, she turned 18. Think about what that means there. There's a window in a person's life when the law says an adult must be responsible for them, when the child is owed protection by default, that window closed on her while she was still inside that room. She aged out of childhood before anyone knew her childhood was happening. That one span of years when the state was obligated to care whether she existed ended quietly, with the state never having noticed that she did. She's now a grown woman with no school record, no diploma, no work history, and no way to write her own name. And somewhere, in a county office in Ohio, a piece of paper still sits in a drawer with that name typed across it. And the handwriting of a stranger filed the year she was born and never looked at again. And she is only the oldest. Behind her are 15 more, each with their own version of the same erasure. Each owed a childhood the state never registered them as having. She's the one I keep returning to, only because her age makes the failure impossible to argue with. The clock ran all the way out on her, in full, and no one was watching it. People say a case like this forces a choice. Either we're a society that takes care of each other, or we're a society that lets everyone fend for themselves. Pick one. I don't think we picked either. I think we built something that lets us say the first while we live in the second. A structure expensive enough and complicated enough that we can point to it and call it a safety net. And what it actually produces is not safety. It produces a receipt, proof that somebody somewhere was theoretically responsible so the rest of us don't have to be. 16 children were found in that house by accident. There is no accident coming for the rest of them. My, what a broken system we have. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. We'll continue our conversation there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.